When they don't play, you don't clap when I come up.
表演的话，你们就不会鼓掌。
So thank you.
感谢各位。
Makes me feel good.
让我感觉很好。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the privilege to be in your house.
亲爱的神，感谢你让我们有这样的权柄，能在你的圣殿之中。
We thank you for your word that we've heard through the songs.
谢谢你赐下的话语。
And now we ask that you will speak through your word.
我们被你的能听到通过你的话语向我们说话来祷告。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们也奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
This morning, we're traveling back in time to visit two cities.
今天早上我们要穿越时空去到两个古老的城市。
Two cities that represent very different ways of life.
两个代表的很不同的生活方式的两个城市。
First, I want you to imagine visiting the ancient city of Jerusalem.
首先我让你想象一下你现在正在拜访一个叫耶路撒冷的城市。
As you approach the city, the first thing you notice is the temple.
当你接近这个城市的时候，你看到的第一样东西就是这个圣殿。
It's built at the highest point in the city.
它建在城市的最高处。
So that it will constantly remind everyone that Jewish life is centered on Yahweh, on their God.
所以它就能提醒每一个人来，说那样，耶和华是他们生命中最重要的神。
In Jerusalem, every aspect of life is guided by God's law.
在耶路撒冷，生活的各个方面都被那个耶和华的律法所指引。
Family, work, politics, everything.
家庭、生活、政治，所有的方方面面。
All of life is a testimony to God's love for His people.
所以，生活的各个方面都是耶和华的对在我们生活中的见证。
And everything about Jerusalem reminds you of that.
耶路撒冷每个方面都在提醒你这一点。
Now let's go to ancient Babylon.
让我们再去到另外一个城市巴比伦。
When you come to Babylon, there's a temple to Marduk that towers over the city.
当你在去巴比伦的时候，有一个献给巴比伦主神马尔杜克的神庙，高耸在山上。
As you walk through the streets, every form of pleasure is available.
当你走在街道上的时候，你能用钱买到各样的各样的享乐。
In Babylon, money talks.
在巴比伦，金钱就是一切。
And for a price, you can have whatever you want.
你能用钱买到任何你想要的东西。
The chief goal of life in Babylon is fulfillment of self.
生活的在巴比伦生活的目标就是自我实现。
Two very different views of life.
两个非常不同的对生活的态度。
Now I want you to imagine a teenager named Daniel.
让你再想象一下，有一个少年名叫但以理。
He's born in Jerusalem.
他出生在耶路撒冷。
He grows up with those values.
他长大是在那样的价值观下长大的。
And then as a teenager, he's taken as a captive to Babylon.
但是他在青少年时期，他就被带到了巴比伦。
He will never again see Jerusalem.
他再也没有见到耶路撒冷。
He's going to spend the rest of his life as an exile in Babylon.
他的余生都会以寄居者的身份生活在巴比伦。
And this teenager has to decide, how am I going to live?
所以这个青少年他得决定一下他自己该怎么生活。
I think he has three options.
我想他有三个选择。
There's an easy option.
那有个非常容易的选择。
When in Rome,Do as the Romans.
当你在罗马的时候，就像罗马人那样生活。
When in Babylon, do as the Babylonians.
当你在巴比伦的时候，就像巴比伦人那样生活。
Daniel, you're never going to be back in Jerusalem.
但以理，你永远也不会回到耶路撒冷。
So forget about it.
所以忘记耶路撒冷吧。
Worship the Babylonian gods.
敬拜那个巴比伦的神。
Enjoy the Babylonian pleasures.
享受巴比伦的一切。
Forget about that God who lives so far away in Jerusalem.
忘记了耶路撒冷那个神，他太远了。
That would be easy.
那很容易。
There's another option that's a little harder.
另外一个选择可能稍微难一些。
Daniel, you need to fit in.
但以理，你必须要适应这个社会。
Now, when you're in your house alone, you can pray to Jehovah, to to Yahweh.
当你在耶路撒冷的时候，你可以向耶和华祷告。
In your heart, you'll know that you're still a Jew.
在你心里中，你知道你自己仍然是犹太人。
But look, Daniel, you got to survive.
不过你还得生活下去，你还得生存。
So just fit in.
所以去试着去适应一下。
Do what you have to do to make it.
做那些你能让你生存下去的事情。
And then there's a third option.
那有第三个选择就是。
That is very, very difficult.
这是非常非常难的一个选择。
Daniel can remain faithful to Israel's God even though he is living in Babylon.
但以理可以依然基本他生活在巴比伦，他依然能够忠实的侍奉耶和华。
He can pray openly to Yahweh.
他可以公开的敬拜。向耶和华祷告。
He can live by God's laws.
他可以按照耶和华的律法来生活。
He can live as a citizen of Jerusalem.
他可以按照像耶路撒冷公民那样的来生活。
Even though he is in exile in Babylon.
即便他是巴比伦的寄居者。
So if you're Daniel,
如果你是但以理，
what would you choose?
你会选择哪一个方式呢？
Become a Babylonian?
成为巴比伦人。
Hide your Jewish identity?
隐藏你犹太人的身份?
Or boldly proclaim, I am a follower of the God of Israel.
或者是大胆地宣告我是耶和华的敬拜者。
Now, whichever of the three you decided, your answer is important.
你的选择非常重要。
Because you face that decision.
因为你目前也面临这样的选择。
Listen to what Paul says in Philippians 3.
看看保罗在腓立比书是怎么说的。
He's writing to Christians who are living in Philippi.
他写给住在腓立比的基督徒。
Philippi is a Roman city.
腓立比是罗马的城市。
This is the equivalent of Babylon.
相当于巴比伦。
Pagan temples are everywhere.
那个外邦人的那个神庙到处都是。
Every pleasure is available for a price.
你能用钱买到各种各样的享乐。
Money and power are the main goals in life.
金钱和权力是人们生活主要的目标。
And Paul says to them.
保罗这样对他们说。
Verse 20, our citizenship is in heaven.
我们却是天上的国民。
And from it.We await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
并且等待救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
He says, "Don't forget, you are a citizen."
他说，你不要忘记了，你是天上的子民。
Not of Rome.
你不是罗马人。
Not of Philippi.
你不是腓立比人。
You are citizens of heaven.
你是天国的子民。
That's your true home.
那是你真正的家。
And you are exiles in a foreign land.
你只不过是这个这里的寄居者。
Daniel faced a choice.
但以理也面临这样的选择。
Do I live as a Babylonian or as an exile?
我是住在巴比伦，还是只是作为一个寄居者住在那儿？
The Christians in Philippi faced a choice.
基督徒在腓立比的基督徒也面临这样的选择。
Do I live as a Roman or as an exile?
我是作为罗马人生活呢，我还是作为一个寄居者来生活？
And today,
今天呢？
You and I face a choice.
你和我也面临同样的选择。
Because we live in Babylon.
因为我们住在巴比伦。
The sign says Wellington.
我们会看到那个城市的名字 Wellington.
Lake Worth.
Lake Worth.
Hope Sound.
Hope Sound.
But we live in Babylon.
但是我们实际上是生活在巴比伦。
As you were coming to church this morning.
当你这个早上来到教会的时候。
You drove past some temples.To the Babylonian gods.
你实际上经过了很多敬拜巴比伦神的神庙。
Beautiful shopping centers.
购物中心，漂亮的购物中心。
That say whatever you want is available at a price.
来说你能用钱买到任何的所有你想要的东西。
You drove past billboards advertising every kind of pleasure.
你能看到很多的广告牌，说有各样的享乐。
We live in Babylon.
我们住在巴比伦。
Where money and power and success take first place in our lives.
我们生活的重心是金钱、权力。
Even those of us who serve in church positions often measure our success by numbers, dollars, titles.
即便是那些我们在教会中服侍的人, 有时候我们也会用人数、金钱来定义我们的成功。
We live in Babylon.
我们住在巴比伦。
And like Babylon, we face a choice.
And 就像住在巴比伦一样, 我们面临的选择。
Do I accept the moral and ethical standards of my world?
我们接受这个世界的, 道德和, 标准吗?
Do I try to fit into my world, but then go worship God on Sunday?
我试图适应这个社会, 然后同时星期天也来教会敬拜吗?
Or do I live as an exile?
或者是我生活在这个世界上是以寄居者的身份来生活。
Who boldly proclaims to the world around me, I am a citizen of heaven.
大胆地向, 外界宣告说, 我是天国的子民。
This morning I'm wanting to challenge you to make that third difficult choice.
今天早上我想来挑战你, 来做, 来选择第三个选项。
To live as an exile in 21st century Babylon.
在21世纪的巴比伦, 像一个寄居者那样生活。
And I want to look at the life of Daniel to see two simple principles that will help us to accomplish that.
让我们来看一下但以理的生活, 有两个, 方法能帮我们来面临, 帮我们做这样的选择。
Neither of these are difficult.
两个这个都不是太, 难。
But sometimes they're difficult to live out.
But, 但是有时候还挺难的, 也挺难的。
The first principle is this.
第一个原则是,
to live as a citizen of heaven, you must know who you are.
要作为天国的子民生活, 你必须知道你自己是谁。
Daniel chapter 1.
但以理书第一章,
Daniel and his friends are teenagers when they're taken to Babylon.
但以理和他的朋友们在十几岁的时候就被带到了巴比伦。
If you go back and read through Old Testament history, you will find there were three big campaigns from Babylon against Jerusalem.
当你读旧约的时候, 你会看到巴比伦对犹太人有三次的掳掠。
This is the first one.
这是第一次的掳掠。
And in this first campaign, they took back to Babylon the more upper class.
在第一次的掳掠中, 巴比伦人带走了来自贵族家的孩子。
Later they're going to bring back the poor people and work them as slaves.
在后几次的掳掠中, 他们带走了更穷的人, 让他们当奴隶。
But in this first campaign,
但在第一次的掳掠中,
Nebuchadnezzar takes young people from privileged families who he can bring back and educate them and train them to serve in the Babylonian palace.
他们带走了那些, 贵族家的孩子, 然后给他们做一些训练。 让他们能够在宫廷中服务, 做各样的服务。
This is really a good opportunity.
这是一个非常绝佳的机会。
I mean, face it, if you're going to be carried away as a captive,
想想看, 如果你作为一个, 俘虏被带走,
it's better to work in the palace than in a field somewhere.
你如果能在宫廷中工作, 总比在地里干活更好。
Daniel has the chance to become someone with some influence.
但以理有这样的机会能成为一个很有影响力的人。
It's tempting.
这非常诱人。
All he has to do
所有他, 要做的事情就是,
is to fit in.
就是适应那个社会。
Just quietly go about and do what, what they ask him.
只是悄无声声地做他该做的事情。
And when he's at home in his room at night, he can pray to God.
当他晚上回到家的时候，他可以偷偷地向神祷告。
So what would you do?
你会怎么做呢?
Would you compromise your convictions in order to take advantage of this opportunity?
你会为了抓住这个机会而妥协你的信仰吗?
And before you say, of course not, I'm a believer.
在你说当然不会，我是个信徒。
Let me remind you.
在你说这个之前，让我提醒你一下。
That you live in Babylon.
你住在巴比伦。
And many of our fellow believers have signed up for the opportunity that was offered to Daniel.
许多像我们这样的信徒已经抓住了这个绝佳的机会，像丹，像丹尼。
For us, it's not about eating food offered to idols like Daniel was.
对我们来说，并不是像，并不是吃那个祭拜给偶像的食物。
It looks more like this.
它更像是这样的一个情况。
In business.
在商业社会。
You know, I may have to compromise some ethical standards to move up in my job.
我可能需要妥协一些道德标准来获得, 升职的机会。
I may have to lie on some reports.
我可能在一些报告中需要撒点谎。
But I've got to get my foot in the door if I'm going to have influence.
但是我可能会有机会, 来见证, 来有些影响力。
And once I've moved up high enough, I have the opportunity to be a testimony and a witness.
当我获得升职的时候，我就有机会来为福音做见证了。
But to have any influence, you have to be in the room where it happens.
当你要有机会去见证福音的时候，你必须要有发声的这么一个机会。
It happens in politics.
这也发生在政界。
I may have to compromise some truth to get elected.
我可能需要撒点谎来当选。
But then I can represent Jesus in Tallahassee or Washington.
这样的话，我就能在塔克拉哈希或者是华盛顿来代表耶稣了，来为耶稣发声。
It even happens in church.
这甚至发生在教会。
I was talking to a friend who said to me,
我最近跟一个朋友，他对我说，
I know that some of what my church teaches isn't biblical.
我知道我们教会教导的有些内容并不符合圣经。
But I've just got elected to the board of deacons.
但是我刚刚当选那个。
And if I speak up, I'll lose my position.
如果我揭露这些的话，我就会失去我的职位。
So I've decided it's better to stay silent so that I can have influence in the future.
所以我决定保持沉默，这样的话，未来我可能就会有影响力。
What would you do?
你会怎么做呢？
Let's see what Daniel did.
让我们看看但以理是怎么做的。
They bring him and they ask him to eat this food that's been offered to idols.
他拒绝吃献给偶像的食物。
To do this, it means that he becomes part of their system of worship.
如果这样做的话，他就成了那个敬拜偶像的一部分。
Daniel chapter 1 verse 8.
但以理书第一章第八节这样说道。
Says that Daniel resolved he would not defile himself with the king's food.
但以理却立志不以王的膳食和王所饮的酒玷污自己。
Daniel says, I'm not going to take the opportunity at the cost of my convictions.
所以但以理说我不会来做这个事情来以我的信仰作为代价。
You see, Daniel knew who he was.
你看但以理知道他是谁。
I am a worshiper of Yahweh.
我是耶和华的敬拜者。
And that identity guided every decision.
所以这样的身份, 指引他任何的所有的一切的行动。
To live as a citizen of heaven when you're in exile, you must know who you are.
所以你必须知道你是谁, 你要能, 以天国子民的身份来生活。
Once you know who you are, that's the big decision.
一旦你知道你是谁了, 这是一个重大的决定。
The daily decisions become easier.
每天的决定就变得很容易了。
Let me give you an example.
我这有一个例子。
I had a student named Frank. When Frank was a teenager, he had some serious physical problems.
当他十几岁的时候，他有一个非常严重的身体的健康问题。
And the doctor told him, "Your lungs have been weakened."
他的医生跟他说，你的肺变得很不好了。
I want you to start jogging every morning. I want you to run.
我想你每天早上去出去跑步。
You're going to do this to build up your lungs.
这样的话，你就能强健你的肺。
Well, at first, it wasn't very successful.
刚开始的时候，这并不非常成功。
The alarm would go off in the morning.
早上的时候，那个闹钟响了。
Frank would think, "Ah, I need to get up and run."
弗兰克说，哎呀，我该起来去跑步了。
Oh, but this bed feels so comfortable.
但是这个床太舒服了。
I'll run tomorrow.
我明天再跑吧。
For a few weeks, he made no progress.
所以几周的时间还没有取得任何的进展。
But he realized, I've got to do something.
不过他意识到我真的该做些事情。
And this is what Frank did.
And, 然后弗兰克这么做。
He put some posters of runners around in his room.
他在房间里贴了一些马拉松跑步者的海报。
He began to tell people, I'm a runner.
我是跑步的人。
Told his friends, I run every morning.
他告诉他朋友说,
now, so far, he hadn't run.
实际上他到目前为止,
but he decided, I've got to change my identity. I'm a runner.
我是个跑步的人。
He told me, he said, when the alarm would go off, he'd wake up.
他告诉我说，当闹钟响起的时候，他醒了。
And he thought, "Oh, this bed feels good."
他说，哦，这床太舒服了。
And then he didn't see that poster.
他看到墙上的海报。
And he said, "Oh, I'm a runner. I run every day."
他意识到我是跑步的人，我必须每天跑步。
When I met Frank as my student,
当他碰到弗兰克当他的学生的时候，
he told me that for 8 years.
他说他
Every day, rain or shine, he had run.
他每天风雨无阻地跑步。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Frank knew who he was.
因为弗兰克知道他自己是谁。
I'm a runner.
他是个跑步的人。
And if you and I are going to live as the people of God in Babylon,
如果作为天国的子民，我们生活在巴比伦，
we must know who we are.
我们必须知道我们是谁。
Now this sermon was becoming very, very long.
这一次讲到会变得很长。
And so I decided to cut out a section and just give it to you as homework.
所以我打算把这个作为一个家庭作业布置给你们。
That's what teachers do when they want to give you extra work and they can't fit it into class.
老师一般要做的事情都会给你额外的家庭作业去做。
So here's your homework. Go home this afternoon and read Ephesians 2.
所以你们今天下午回到家，
Because it tells you who you are.
他告诉你你是谁。
Paul says, you were dead in your sins. That's who you were.
保罗说你在遇到耶稣之前你是这样的。
But now, you are alive in Christ.
现在你是在耶稣基督里生活。
He says, you were a prisoner of sinful desires. That's who you were.
说他在你曾经是罪恶欲望的囚徒。
But now you are free to live godly lives.
现在你能自由地过敬虔的生活。
And then I love this one. He says, you were a slave to Satan.
我很喜欢这一个。 你曾经是撒旦的奴仆。
But now, verse 10, you are God's workmanship.
现在你是神的杰作。
Who are you?
你是谁？
You're a child of God. You're a citizen of heaven.
你是天国的子民, 你是神的儿女。
Once you decide that big issue,
你对在这个大事情上的决定,
that guides the daily decisions.
会指引你每天的生活和工作。
Your colleagues at work,
你的同事可能会说,
will say, look, just lie a little to get the contract. It's the only way you're going to move up in this business.
他说，你为了拿到这个合同，你可以撒个小谎，这样的话你就得到提升的机会。
Your buddies will say, let's have some fun while on this business trip. Our wives will never know.
你朋友会说，来，我们出差的时候去找点乐子，你老婆永远都不会知道这个事儿。
And if you do like my student Frank used to do,
如果你做我学生弗兰克以前做的事情，
I really ought to do what's right.
我必须要做正确的事。You're
going to fall to temptation.
你就会陷入到一个诱惑之中。
You're going to live like Babylon.
你就会像巴比伦人那样生活。
Instead, you must know who you are.
相反的，你必须知道你是谁。
In that moment of temptation,
在遇到诱惑的时候，
you must remind yourself, I am a child of God.
你必须提醒自己，我是神的儿女。
I live by His values, not by the values of Babylon.
我要以他的价值来生活，而不是巴比伦的价值来生活。
To live as an exile in Babylon, you must know who you are.
所以在巴比伦作为寄居者生活的时候，你必须知道你是谁。
But let me move on, because that's not enough in itself.
但是我们还得继续，这并不。
Because even though I know I'm God's child,
即便我知道我是神的儿女,
I'm not very strong.
我没有那么强壮,
and if I try to live the Christian life in my own power, I will fail.
如果按我自己的能力来过基督徒的生活,
I'm not bold enough to resist the pressures of my culture.
我没有那么大的那么强大来抵御文化的诱惑。
My community,
我的社区,
my political tribe,
我政治的一个团体,
I'm not strong enough, and neither are you.
我自己不够强壮, 你也估计也够呛。
So there's a second thing I must do.
所以有第二个事情我要, 第二个原则跟你分享。
I must know who I am.
我必须知道我是谁。
But secondly,
第二点是,
to live as an exile in Babylon, I must know who God is.
在巴比伦, 作为寄居的生活，必须 也要知道神是谁。
Listen again to Paul in Philippi.
看看保罗在腓立比书说的。
Our citizenship is in heaven. They must know who they are. They are citizens of heaven.
我们是天国的子民。
But then,
但是呢？
And from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们同时也是在耶稣中得救的。
And then he describes the power that raised Jesus from the dead.
然后他描述了让耶稣从死里复生的大能。
That's who he is.
那就是神，那就是他是谁，神是谁。
And he says, therefore, my brothers.
他就说，然后兄弟姐妹们。
Stand firm in the Lord.
所以要在你们当靠主站立的稳。
Because you know who you are citizens of heaven.
因为你知道你是谁，你是天国的子民。
And because you know who God is, He is the one with the power to raise Jesus from the dead.
所以你也知道神是谁，他能让耶稣基督从死里复活。
Paul says you can stand firm in Babylon.
他说耶稣基督他说你能靠着主站立得稳在巴比伦。
Let me go back to the story of Daniel.
让我们回到但以理的故事。
Daniel chapter 4 tells a curious little incident in Daniel's life.
但以理书第四章告诉我们另外一个故事。
Nebuchadnezzar has a dream.
Sorry.
King Nebuchadnezzar has a dream.
那个尼布甲尼撒这个王他做了一个梦。
He calls Daniel in and says, "Tell me what this dream means."
他把但以理叫过来说，告诉我这个梦是什么意思。
Daniel hears the dream.
但以理听了这个梦。
And he's scared.
他很害怕。
It says he was dismayed and his thoughts alarmed him.
他说他将失去理智，像动物一样生活。
Think about it.
想想看。
Nebuchadnezzar is the most powerful man in his world.
尼布甲尼撒是当时是最有权势的一个人。
And Daniel is a slave.
但以理不过是一个奴隶。
And Daniel hears the dream.
但以理听到了这个梦。
And he knows that the dream means, King.
他知道这个梦意味着什么。
You're going to lose your mind.
他那个尼布甲尼撒将会失去理智。
You're going to be out in the field eating grass like a cow.
你将会像牛一样在地上吃草。
I don't want to be the one to tell Nebuchadnezzar what the dream means.
我并不想像我并不想做那个告诉贾尼撒这个事情的人。
Nebuchadnezzar can have Daniel killed.
他会把但以理杀了。
And Daniel knows that.
但以理知道这一点。
It says he was afraid.
圣经说他知道他很害怕。
But then he remembers who God is.
当他后来想起来神是谁。
Six times in this chapter,
在这一章中有六次他提到
he calls God the Most High God, the King of Heaven.
他在这一章中但以理六次提到神是至高的神和天上的主。
And that gives this Jewish slave,
这给了这位犹太的奴隶
the courage,
勇气
to say to the King of Babylon,
对巴比伦的王说
I've got some bad news for you.
我有个坏消息要告诉你。
And I really don't have any good news to go along with it.
我没有什么好消息跟他一起说。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because he knows who God is.
因为他知道神是谁。
Today,
今天,
if I forget who God is,
如果我忘了神是谁,
if I forget that he is the Most High God, the King of Heaven,
我忘了他是至高的神,他是天上的主。
I will never have the courage
我就不会有这样的勇气
to stand up
站立得住
to the social, political, economic gods of my world
面对这个世界的政治、经济、社会上的一些挑战问题。
You may not have heard this, but we're coming up to an election.
你可能还没听说过我们将要举行一个大选。
And a lot of Christians are scared.
很多基督徒很害怕。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because deep inside
因为在我们内心的深处
they are not sure that God is stronger than the political party they're afraid of.
因为在他们内心深处他们并不确定很确定神比那些政治领袖更有能力。
We have forgotten who God is.
我们忘记了神是谁。
And we think that he is weaker.
我们想他可能没那么强。
Than whatever candidate we're opposed to.
他们甚至都不如那些总统竞选人强。
Many Christians are afraid of an economic collapse.
很多基督徒也害怕经济的崩溃。
Because our hopes for the future depend more on the balance in our IRA than on our confidence in God.
因为我们对未来的信心更多的寄望在我们的退休账户上，而不是在我们的神身上。
Now,
现在呢?
I'm not trying to be a saint up here.
我并不想说自己有多属灵。
I have the same fears you have.
我其实也有同样的, 害怕和担心。
I'm very concerned about the direction of our country.
我很怕, 我很担心这个国家的未来。
And I'm an old man, so I'm concerned about the balance in my IRA.
我是个老人, 我也很担心我退休账户上的钱。
These things matter.
这些事情很重要。
But they are not the ultimate source of our confidence.
但它并不是我们信心最终的来源。
If I am a citizen of heaven,
如果我是天国的子民,
I must live with the confidence
我必须要有信心,
that God is more powerful than either Harris or Trump.
神比 Harris和比 Trump都更强大。
More powerful than either Musk or Gates.
比任何其他的人也更比那个比尔盖茨和
or any other earthly Caesar.
比或者地上其他的强人更强大。
Let me tell you why this matters.
让我告诉你为什么这个很重要。
A couple months ago, I was in Rwanda.
几个月前我在卢旺达。
I visited a memorial to the genocide that happened there 30 years ago.
我参观一个纪念馆, 纪念发生在30多年前的种族大屠杀。
And for me, one of the most heartbreaking things about that terrible, terrible summer of 1994.
让我很
is that many Christians,
很多基督徒,
even pastors, participated in the genocide.
甚至是牧师也参与了这个种族大屠杀。
I had read this.
我读了这些东西。
And I went to Rwanda asking myself, why did this happen?
我读过这些，我去卢旺达的时候，我问自己一个问题，为什么这个事情会发生？
I didn't know any other way to find out, so I started asking people.
所以我在那开始问当地的人
Why? How did the Christians do this?
为什么基督徒会做这样的事情?
You see, this is what they told me.
这是他们告诉我的。
A popular political leader
一个很受欢迎的政治领袖
traveling around the country making speeches
在国内到处巡回演讲
those Tutsi immigrants
他说那些图西人
They are cockroaches to be exterminated.
那些图西是外来的移民, 他们是需要被消灭的蟑螂。
They're destroying our country.
他毁了我们的国家。
And when he announced,
当他宣布的时候,
it's time to kill the cockroaches.
现在是时间去杀死那些蟑螂了。
Christians from the Hutu tribe,
从胡图族出来的, 基督徒们,
joined the attack.
也加入了这样的一个屠杀
because they wanted to fit in
因为他们也想融入到其中
with the world around them
融入到他们周围的社会中
Can you imagine?
你能想象吗?
Christians who came to church on Sunday
基督徒周日去教会敬拜
killed their Tutsi neighbors with machetes through the week
然后在一周的其他时间里就去杀害他 图西的邻居们
And came back to church the next Sunday.
然后第二个周日又回到教会,
singing the hymns.
然后唱诗赞美,
and they told me,
他们告诉我,
many of us who did not join in the killing,
那些没有参与屠杀的, 基督徒,
did nothing to stand up for the victims.
他们也没有站出来为受害者发声。
They would not stand up and say, my Tutsi neighbor is not a cockroach, he is a person made in the image of God.
他没有站出来说, 我们的图西邻居并不是蟑螂, 他们是也是按照神的形象而造的。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because they were afraid they would be rejected by their society.
因为他们害怕, 害怕自己被他们的社会所抛弃。
Christians forgot who they were.
基督徒忘记了自己是谁。
They were our children of God called to love their neighbor as themselves.
他们其实是被神所呼召要爱神爱人如己的这么一群人。
And they forgot who God is.
他们忘记了神是谁。
The sovereign judge of the world.
他们是神是我们的。
And as a result,
所以。
Thousands of Christians participated in the most brutal massacre of my lifetime.
所以成千上万的基督徒参与了我有生以来最残酷的一个这样一个大屠杀。
I heard these stories.
我听了这个故事。
I looked at the pictures.
我看了那些照片。
Heartbroken at what Christians did.
我非常的心碎，看到基督徒所做的这一切。
But I was coming. I was heading out the exit.
当我快走出那个博物馆的时候。
And I saw a plaque on the wall, and I went back to read it.
看到一个碑，一个名牌在墙上。
And it brought some hope.
它给我带来一些希望。
The plaque was honoring a Hutu man. That was the tribe of the killers.
的名牌是纪念一个胡图族的男子。胡图族就是那个屠杀者的那么一个群体。
Who had risked his life to protect his Tutsi neighbors.
他冒着生命的危险保护了他图西的邻居。
After the killing was over,
当那个屠杀结束的时候，
a reporter asked this man,
那个记者就问他了，
weren't you afraid?
你不害怕吗？
And he said, of course.
他说当然我害怕。
Weren't you afraid they would kill you? Yes.
我当然也会被他们杀了。
Why did you do it?
但你为什么还要这样做呢？
And this is the answer that was written on that plaque.
他是这样回答的，也是这样被记到那个名牌上的。
I had no choice.
我别无选择。
I am a Christian.
我是基督徒。
And I must follow Jesus even if it cost my life.
我必须跟随耶稣，即便这样要会让我付出生命的代价。
That man,
这个人，
was a citizen of heaven.
他是天国的子民。
Living in as an exile in Babylon.
他是在巴比伦寄居的天国的子民。
That's what we're called to do.
这是我们被呼召要做的事情。
We must know who we are.
我们必知道我们是谁。
We must know who God is.
我们必须知道神是谁。
And that will give us the courage to live as disciples of Jesus.
这样让我们就有勇气来作为基督徒的门徒来生活。
In the midst of Babylon.
在巴比伦，在这巴比伦中。
Now, I often start my sermons with an introduction that tries to explain why I'm preaching on the topic.
通常我会在讲道的开始来介绍我为什么要讲今天的这篇道。
Today I'm ending the sermon with my introduction.
但是今天我要在结尾的时候来介绍为什么我要讲这篇道。
And the introduction may make you unhappy.
这可能会让其中一些人不高兴。
As I was driving down this morning, I thought.
当我今天开车来教会的时候，我看到一些。
Maybe this will be my last sermon.
这可能是我最后一次讲道。
I've preached about children. That's a touchy subject.
我讲到孩子，那是个很敏感的话题。
Adult children.
我讲成年的孩子。
That's an even touchier subject.
那甚至是更敏感的话题。
And I want to say something about politics this.
今天我想讲一些关于政治的事。
The only thing worse would be if I talked about money.
另外一个事就是讲。
So I guess I'll get one more sermon on money, and then I'll be done.
我想我可能还在撑着另外一个讲道就该结束了，那是钱。
Three weeks from now, we'll have an election.
在三周之内，我们就会有总统大选。
And I'm preaching this sermon before the election, not after.
我在大选之前做这个讲道，而不是之后。
Because I did not want you to hear this sermon through the lens of the election.
我并不想让你在大选之后听到这个讲道。
If I preached to you that we live in Babylon.
我今天讲到是我如果我们生活在巴比伦。
After a candidate that you don't like wins.
如果你不喜欢的候选人赢了。
Some of you would say, "Well, yeah, we do, and it's a good thing he's telling us what to do."
他你就会说，哦，那是好的，他告诉我们该做什么事。
Or if I preached it after the candidate that you want to win.
如果我在你喜欢的那个候选人赢了之后讲这篇道，
you would say,
你会说，
hasn't he heard? We won! Everything's great!
他没听到吗？我们赢了， 都很好，事情都很好。
So before the election,
所以在大选之前，
I need to tell you,
我必须要告诉你，
regardless of who wins the election,
无论谁赢了这次大选,
we will live in Babylon.
我们还是生活在巴比伦。
Because Christians are always exiles in this world.
因为基督徒永远都是在这个地上寄居的。
Paul did not write,
保罗并没有说,
you are citizens of heaven,
你是天国的子民。
But as long as Rome chooses the right Caesar, you'll be a citizen of Rome.
他并没有说如果罗马还在的话你是罗马人。
Did not say that.
他并没有这么说。
He said,
他说,
you are citizens first and foremost of heaven.
你是天国的子民, 这是最重
要的。And no matter who is Caesar,
就不管凯撒是谁,
you will be exiles.
你依然是寄居者。
Now, I agree 100%.
我百分之百确定。
With the church leaders who say,
教会的领袖说,
as Christians living in America,
作为基督徒生活在美国,
we have the privilege and the obligation to participate in the political process. I believe that completely.
我相信, 作为生活在美国的基督徒，我们有这个权利，也有这个义务去参加政治，参加选举。
We have a responsibility to do our best to determine who will be the best leaders for our country.
我们必须尽力来保证我们选上一个最好的领导。
I agree 100%.
我百分之百同意。
But I disagree 100%.
我同时也百分之百不同意的是。
With those church leaders who say,
那些教会领袖说,
if the right party wins, we can have a revival in America.
如果正确的人当选了，我们就会有教会的复兴。
And if the wrong party wins, there's no hope for the church.
如果错的人当选了，我们教会就没有希望了。
Can I say very kindly and lovingly?
我能这么说吗？
If you believe that,
如果你相信这个的话,
you are not going to have a revival regardless of who wins.
你不会有教会的复兴，不管谁赢得大选，你都不会有教会的复兴。
Because the kingdom of God is not about political power.
因为神的国度并不是关于政治的权利。
It does not depend on Nebuchadnezzar, Caesar, or any other government.
它并不关乎尼布甲林撒，也不关乎凯撒，也不关乎任何其他领导人。
So this morning,
所以今天早上
I must say to you,
我要这么跟你说
probably the most political statement I will ever make in a sermon.
这可能是我在我的讲道中最政治的一个宣言一段话。
If Kamala Harris is elected president,
如果 Kamala Harris 赢了民主党候选人
Christians,will live in Babylon.
基督徒将生活在一个在巴比伦。
A hostile nation.
一个敌对的世界。
A nation that is not friendly to Christian values.
一个对基督徒价值观不友好的世界。
A nation that values self-fulfillment.
一个国家更看重自我实现。
Power and pleasure.
权力和享乐。
Far more.
而不是远不是。
Than Christ-likeness.
基督的样式
and loving our neighbor.
和对他人的爱
and
还有
I wrote this out and I'm reading it to make sure I say what I meant to say.
我把它写下来了，我要给它大声的读出来，保证我所读的，我所说的就是我所写的。
Regardless of what some evangelical leaders are trying to tell you,
不管基督徒基督领袖们怎么跟你说，福音派领袖怎么跟你说
？If Donald Trump is elected president,
如果Donald Trump 当选总统
，Christians will live in Babylon.
基督徒也将生活在巴比伦
，a hostile nation.
一个敌对的国家
，that is not friendly to Christian values.
同样对基督教价值观念不友好的国家
，a nation that values self-fulfillment.
一个国家更看重自我实现
Power and pleasure
权力和享受
Far more than Christ-likeness and loving our neighbor
远非基督的样式和对他人的爱
And only one person left, that's not too bad
不管谁赢都是这样
Regardless of who is president,
无论谁当选总统,
we will live in Babylon.
我们都将生活在巴比伦,
a world in which being a committed Christian
在这个世界做一个忠实的基督徒, 坚定的基督徒,
is unpopular.
是不受欢迎的,
I don't mean just being a nice churchgoer.
我并不是说那些特别友好的来教会的人,
but a person
是那些,
who is a true disciple of Jesus.
是真正的基督的门徒.
We will live in a world
我们生活在这样一个世界,
where to value what Jesus values.
我们必须要, 珍视基督所珍视的,
to love the people who Jesus loves.
爱那些基督, 耶稣基督爱的人,
will not be popular.
可能不会那么受欢迎.
So what will we do?
所以我们该怎么做呢?
Will we become like the Babylonians?
你想像在巴比伦那样,
living for self?
为自己而活吗?
For power, for success?
为了权力和成功而活吗?
Will we try to just kind of withdraw into our little community and ignore the world around us?
还是我们只是, 把关注力放在我们的这个小团体里面, 而忽视了外面的世界?
Or,
或者,
through the power of the God we serve,
and, 凭着神的能力,
will we stand as citizens of heaven,
我们像, 天国的子民那样能够靠着神站立得住,
living as faithful disciples in exile.
And, 像寄居者那样生活, 成为一个忠实的基督徒, 忠实的基督徒.
I used to say to my students,
我曾经对我的学生说,
if you misquote me, please misquote me correctly.
如果你, 没有引用我的话, 引用对的话, 你就, 按错误的方式来引用。
Yes, we should vote.
是的, 我们必须要去投票。
Yes, we should vote intelligently.
是的, 我们必须聪明地去投票。
But we will still live in Babylon.
但我们仍然是生活在巴比伦。
And so we must never think we can just fit into the world around us. We must always be exiles who stand as disciples of Jesus against the surrounding world and culture. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for the privilege of being disciples of Jesus. Thank you for the privilege to represent you in a world that is foreign to you. Thank you that we have the opportunity to bring your light into that dark world. We have the privilege to be salt, to purify and preserve our society. Help us to live boldly as your disciples. I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.